Governor Peter Shumlin tells lawmakers he'll roll out his financing plan for single payer about a year from now. But that timeline doesn't work for Windham Senator Peter Galbraith. And to press the issue, Galbraith has introduced a bill designed to fast-track the debate.
If we are going to implement Green Mountain Care, that is to say, a publicly financed health care system open to all Vermonters, on January 1, 2017, we need to decide how to pay for it now so that we can then address the next set of questions, which is it financially sustainable and can we do it economically as a state?
Galbraith's bill calls for an 11% payroll tax on employers and a 2% payroll tax on workers. Revenues from those taxes, combined with some assessments on non-wage earnings, like capital gains, would raise the $1.6 billion per year that administration officials say will be needed in public funding. The Senate Finance Committee convened a hearing Friday to begin vetting Galbraith's plan and called on top administration officials to weigh in. An overflow crowd descended on the room, and the hearing was delayed briefly while the committee relocated to a larger conference room. Most were there to hear Michael Costa, the administration's single-payer financing czar, who was making his first appearance this year in front of a legislative committee. But Costa says it's premature to discuss the issue of single-payer taxes.
The payroll tax is a reasonable place to start because many people receive their insurance coverage from their employer right now and pay or have monies paid on their behalf through the payroll system, but it's not the only way.
Robin Lunge is the director of health care reform for the Democratic governor. She tells the committee she appreciates the intent of Galbraith's bill.
I think the purpose of getting the discussion going is terrific. With that said, I do think we are putting the cart before the horse.
Costa says he'll deliver a final proposal in January of 2015. But he says he'll return to the committee before the end of the session with some conceptual financing options for lawmakers to consider. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.